Thank you, everyone. I'm gonna go in the bathroom. Sing my bridge to heaven. Yeah. Well, excuse me for a minute, but I got a song to sing. Thank you.
just as I am. You choose me all over again, 'cause I am the one you love. I am the one you love, and I don't have to prove anything. This room at your table for me, 'cause I am the one you love. I am the one you love. I know you're proud of me. Even though I don't deserve it sometimes. No, I'm not a perfect child, but I still make my father smile. I know you're proud of me. You take me just as I am. You choose me all over. I am the one you love. I am the one you love. I don't have to prove anything. There's room at your table for me. Pray. I am the one you love. Yes, I am the one. Come on, say it again. You take me. You take me just as I am. And you choose me all over. And you still love me. They'll leave over a rumor, but you stay with the truth.
Hi, this is Ed Trout from Prophetic Life. I'm looking forward to being with you guys on Saturday. I hope you guys are registering and signing up for the prophetic seminar. You need to be there. Prophetic gift is one of the 9 gifts we're told to desire more than any other gift. And the prophetic ministry is one of the 5-fold ministry most misunderstood in the giftings. I've done this 40 years of my life, and I'm here to answer all your questions. What's really a prophet? Am I a prophet? Am I called? If I get a prophetic word, why didn't it happen? What must I do to make it happen? Is it something I must do? Can I lose a prophetic word? So many questions you have. I got the answers for you. Come on Saturday morning. Don't miss it. Bring a friend, and I will be prophesying specifically. You will be blessed. You do not want to miss it.
And you still love me. Would you stay with the truth?
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ascend Church this morning. We're so glad you guys are here. Stand with us. Thank you for being here for the first song this morning. Just put your hands and just praise God this morning. Yeah. We're going to get you going. Here we go. Well, excuse me for a minute, but I have got a song to sing. It might not be on key, but it's from my heart. And no one else can tell it what the Lord has done for me. And this might take all day, so I better start right now.
And it might get loud.
Come on, let's go.
It might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. And it might get loud.
Somebody say.
It might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. And it might get loud. Halo.
Come on, put your
no,
hands together.
I'm not a perfect man. Yeah. I'm just glad to be a child of God. Cause when I think of where I should have been, I should have been, would have been if you hadn't stepped in. Oh, I've got a praise on the inside that can't get denied.
Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out. Come on.
Why can't I praise him as loud as I want?
Come on, sing it out.
Why can't I praise him as loud as I want? Why can't I praise him as loud as I want?
Praise. Hallelujah. There was a blind man and they tried to shut him up, but he realized who he was talking to. So he gave God the praise he deserved till he got his miracle. And the same God that healed that blind man is the same God that we're worshiping today. The same God that we're seeking today. Amen.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endured through generations. I know that he will keep his covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for
now. your faithfulness that we're standing on. All your promises are yes and amen. We receive, and we believe, God. We believe, God. You're freeing hearts right now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You touch the lepers, then I feel your touch right now. You are the same God. You are the same God. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit. Almighty river, come and fill me again. When we say the invocation, we are inviting the presence of the Lord into the space that we are in. Let's consider this song an invocation. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord.
Sing it with me this morning. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Come on and join in with me. Come on. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Because I've tasted and seen the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Your glory. and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
We worship you, Lord.
Feel the presence.
We praise you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Just lift your hands in this place, everybody, and just say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome to have your way in me today. Fill me today. Touch me today. Say, I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence today. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place. And we welcome you. You are welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. We thank you that in your presence there is liberty, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank you, Father, for freedom, for liberty, for setting people free today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. And everybody said amen. Come on, everybody said amen and amen. Give the Lord praise today. Come on, put your hands together. Worship him. Come on, praise him. Let's praise him today. Let's magnify. Lord, we magnify you today. You are worthy of all of our praise. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Oh, we are so grateful. We are so grateful, Holy Spirit, that you are always with us. You are the greater one who lives within us. We thank you for your presence. We honor you, Holy Spirit. Before we, as we sing our final song this morning, we are going to have a time right now with, if you need prayer in your life, there's anything in your life that you need prayer for. You know, Jesus, he told us in John chapter 16, verse 23, he said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That's not it, right? What is John 16:23? No, it's not that. John 16:23. Lordy, Lordy. Have you ever forgotten a scripture verse that you've quoted like a million times? Let me look it up. John 16, verse 23. Jesus said, whatever, most assuredly I say to you, whatever, say whatever, shout out whatever, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Say, Jesus wants me to have full joy. So if there's anything in my life that is robbing me of joy, he said, whatever you ask the Father, whatever you ask the Father, he will give it to you. So if you need prayer this morning, if there's something in your life you need the Lord to help you, I want you to know that we believe in miracles, that God is still in the miracle working business. We've seen many miracles. If you need a healing in your body, we've seen God do miracles and heal people in their body or set people free from all kinds of addictions, whatever it might be. If you need prayer this morning, I want to invite you to come forward, and we're going to have Tom and Anna, and we're going to have Teresa and my wife and myself. We'll be up here to pray for you. If you need prayer, come on forward. And as we do that, we're going to sing this final song, and I want to encourage you, church, to just sing along and worship the Lord. Enter into his presence. The way that you enter into the presence of the Lord is by thanksgiving and by worship and by praise. God inhabits our praises. He dwells in our praises. And so we got this song. It's, what is it called? Here As in Heaven. And it's a beautiful song. sing along with us this morning. If you need prayer, come on down. We'll pray for you. Let's worship the Lord, everybody. Just lift your hands up and lift your voice up and just give God everything you've got. Let's worship Him.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love surround. You encounter your love surrounds us. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord. Evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Can you feel the change? The atmosphere is changed now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey, overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love
kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Come on, Spirit. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Oh, your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Oh, oh, as in heaven, come down upon us. Oh, oh, come down on us. We need you.
To meet with you this morning, and we thank you that you are the miracle working God. We thank you that you are the same God. Oh, you're the same God that did miracles for David and for Jacob and parted the Red Sea for Moses. We thank you, Lord, that you are still a miracle working God, and we thank you that you are doing miracles in our lives. You are doing miracles in this church, and Lord, we just thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and we honor you and we reverence you today. And I pray that you will touch every life, Holy Spirit, that you will touch every heart. You know what each one needs today. You know what each one is facing. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering, speaking to each one, for touching each life, for doing miracles. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the worship. In Jesus' name, and everybody shout it out, amen.
Amen.
Everybody shout it out, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise today. Put your hands together. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Ascend Church. We're so glad you're here. I want to ask you, take a moment, greet somebody, say hi to somebody. Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. We're glad you're here today. You're supposed to say, I'm glad I'm here too. I want to say thank you to the worship team doing a wonderful job this morning. Why don't you give them a big round of applause? Thank you so much. Monique is away today. She finally got to have a Sunday vacation. So we miss you, Monique, but everyone did a wonderful job today. Amen. So thank you so much. And we want to just welcome all those who are joining us online. We have people watching from all around the world, different places. You can watch our service on Facebook, and you can watch it on our website, ascendchurch.us, and you can watch it on our YouTube channel, which is Ascend Church Jupiter. And if you haven't yet become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, I want to encourage you, please to do that. Become a subscriber, and that's another way that you can watch the service. In fact, you know, social media is one way that we can reach out to people, and we can share our faith, and we can share the service. You can share this live stream on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can go ahead and share that. You never know who's going to watch that, right? Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning. I feel very encouraged today. Praise the Lord. Well, remember, you know, if on social media, if you haven't yet followed Ascend Church on Instagram, please go ahead and do that. You can check in on, if you're on Facebook, go ahead and check in. Let people know where you are. I do that not for my benefit. I do that for other people's benefit. Because when you check in, I'm at Ascend Church. So you may have some friend who sees it and says, well, I wonder what that is. Let me take a look at that. You never know who you're going to reach. Amen. So we take advantage of all these platforms, Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all these things. We take advantage of it, but we're so glad to be in God's house today. I'm so glad that you are here this morning. And we always like to welcome, if we have any new guests, we're always glad to have new people come visit us, aren't we? And so if we have any new guests today, we want to welcome you. Won't you let us know you're here? Just wave at me. If you're a first-time guest here today, first time you've been to Ascend Church, just wave at me like this that we can welcome you. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Are you friends with Teresa? Oh, that is your niece. Welcome. Do you live around here? Or are you visiting? Oh, you're in Stuart. All right. That's where you are, right, Teresa? Hope so. I was up your way yesterday. I took a motorcycle ride up to Stuart Harley Davidson. I like to just walk around Harley Davidson, look at all the motorcycles. And yeah, that's it. Praise the Lord. Well, if you are a first-time guest, if you would please be so kind as to fill out that little guest card that's in the guest bag you were given. There's a card in there. Says guest on it. Please fill that out, because I would love to contact you, find out how you enjoyed the service. So thank you for doing that. Amen. We also want to ask you, let us know that you're here today. As you know, that we have a register that goes by. We really appreciate you filling out that register. It enables me to be able to do my job, to be able to take care of you. Because the Bible says that as a pastor, I should know the state of the flock. And, you know, I can't know everyone who's here or who's not here. Even in a group like this, I mean, when we go to Connect Group and there's 10, 12 people, I can't always remember everyone who's there. So that's why we do the register, because I want to know if someone's not here, I want to be able to reach out to you and encourage you if someone's away for whatever reason, or if there's a new person. Sometimes people don't always fill out the guest card, but they'll put their name on that register. So there's a good reason that we do it. So thank you for helping us with that. And also another way to stay in touch with us is we send out a text every week letting you know what's happening in the service. And If you don't receive that, if you'd like to be a part of that, all you have to do is text the word ASCEND to 561-745-5404. If you'll text the word ASCEND, you'll join our text group list, and you'll be able to, you know, we let you know what's happening every weekend. We don't send out texts every day, but usually at least on a Friday, we'll let you know what's happening. Like, how many of you know who's preaching today? Is anyone aware of who's preaching today? How do you know that? Because you got the text, right? You got the text. So that's why I'm doing the welcome this morning, because my wife is going to be preaching today. So I'm doing her job today. Amen. Remember that we have next Sunday, we're really excited to have Prophet Ed Trout is going to be with us next weekend. And how many of you have ever been here when we had Prophet Ed Trout before? Wave your hand at me if you have. Well, how many of you know, I'm sure you can agree with me, that Prophet Ed really has an amazing ministry, an amazing gifting. You know, he's been in ministry over 40 years, and we've known him for like almost 30, I'm guessing. And it always, it always amazes me when we have Prophet Ed come, and of course he's a great teacher and great preacher, but when he begins to prophesy over people, I mean, it is just spot on. He has just so accurate and detailed. And I was just talking to Carol and Leo before the service, and they said they invited some friends of theirs. Twice they've been to Prophet Ed Trout, and each time they've received a word, he prophesied over them, and both times have came to pass. What he said has come to pass. And so we're really looking forward to next weekend. We have Prophet Ed's going to be here on Saturday he's going to do a prophetic seminar, and that's from 9 until 12, and that is going to be limited capacity, and there's a registration fee of $50. And I would really encourage you to go ahead, and you can, if people have asked me, how do you register? Well, you go onto our website, ascendchurch.us, and then you click on the giving where it says give. And when you, like you were going to give, and underneath the giving section, it says register for the Prophet Ed Trout seminar. And if you go ahead and register there, you can pay the $50 online, then you will be registered. Or you can go after service, and we have Mina, who's back there in the welcome counter. Where are you at, Mina? There's Mina. And Mina, you could go see her if you want to. If you want to pay that with a check or another way, you can go see Mina, and she'll register you after the service. But I've got a quick video. So Ed's going to be with us on Saturday at 9 a.m. Just go back to that for us. Or are you going to show the video? Put the video on. All right, they went back. Turn it up for us. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ed Trout from Prophetic Life. I'm looking forward to being with you guys on Saturday. I hope you guys are registering and signing up for the Prophetic Seminar. You need to be there. Prophetic gift is one of the 9 gifts we're told to desire more than any other gift. And the prophetic ministry is one of the 5-fold ministry most misunderstood in the giftings. I've done this 40 years of my life, and I'm here to answer all your questions. What's really a prophet? Am I a prophet? Am I called? If I get a prophetic word, why didn't it happen? What must I do to make it happen? Is it something I must do? Can I lose a prophetic word? So many questions you have, I got the answers for you. Come on Saturday morning. Don't miss it. Bring a friend, and I will be prophesying specifically. You will be blessed. You do not want to miss it.
So now, where are you at, Michelle? I saw you running. Oh, there you are. I asked Michelle to come and just say a few words, because she and did Abel go with you and Monique? You recently went to Texas. Come a little close. You went to Texas to attend one of Prophet Ed's seminars. So you flew all the way to Texas, bought a flight, booked in a hotel, meals, all that expense. Why'd you do that? Tell us how it was.
Yeah. So the first thing I kind of want to say is the word prophet and prophetic can be kind of intimidating for some people, especially if that's not a part of like a culture that you grew up with. So if you hear us promoting that, it's not where it's like, ooh, it's this mystic stuff. It is biblical, first of all. Prophet Ed, he'll really take you through what the prophetic is. And it's so scripture-based. Like, I ask the most random questions, and immediately he's throwing verses at it. And I'm like, oh, I should go read that more in the Bible because I could have answered that for myself kind of thing. But it's worth the $50. It's like, if you come in and you have these ideas of what you think God is like or what you think the word says, and you ask him a question, he immediately can confirm whether or not it's biblical or not. And then if you've kind of got theology that's kind of going around about the prophetic, but also in general, we asked him such a range of questions. He'll immediately just have scripture to back it up. And he might say this here, he might not, but he has told, I actually went back in May also because I'm just hungry for a teacher who wants to sit and invest in the kingdom, because he says, I am at the latter days of my life. He will say that possibly, I'm not sure, but he's like, I'm not playing around anymore. I'm not sugarcoating what people want to hear or anything like that. And he might, I don't know what he's going to teach on. You don't know until the week before when you go to these seminars. But in these last ones, we learned about speaking less, eliminating voices and influence that can affect us from hearing God, what to do when you get negative revelations in the prophetic, and also, too, like, what does it mean when we prophesy in part? So he takes all of these things that he really takes the time to sit with the Lord on and say, what does this group need? What do they need to hear? What is the Lord's heart for this church or the people who are attending? And he stewards it so well, and he will take the time to listen to the Lord. And he'll be in the middle of teaching sometime, and then he'll just start kind of like giving words, maybe not when he scheduled it. He really lets the Lord, Holy Spirit, leads him in these sessions. And then if you get a word from him, it can be life-changing. It can be confirming on something that you've been praying on for 10 years. It might be something as specific as what your new house looks like. It might be, hey, do you not know what direction to take next? This is what the Lord is saying. It's limitless because he really opens himself up to hear from the Lord the entire time he's here with us.
So you recommend it, huh?
Thank you,
Michelle. So you know, Prophet Ed Trout is really in great demand. He travels around the world. We have to book him at least a year ahead of time because he's booked up for a year or more. And usually he'll make a special exception for us, but we have to book him a long time in advance. And I want us to take full advantage of us having Prophet Ed here. You know, there's a lot of places he could be. There's a lot of other churches that would love to have him. But we have the privilege of having Prophet Ed here next week. And often people say to me, Pastor Steve, I would really love to get a word from the Lord. Come to the prophetic seminar. Now, Ed's going to be with us on Sunday morning, next Sunday at 10 a.m. And we're going to do Sunday evening at 7 p.m. The reason we're doing multiple services like this is because really, I would love every single one of you to receive a word from the Lord. But there's no way that that can happen in one service, unless you want to have a six-hour service. But it can all happen in one service. That's why we're having Sunday morning and Sunday night. But really, the Saturday prophetic seminar is the intense. It's going to be limited people. And I think you've got a much greater chance of receiving a word from the Lord is if you come to the Saturday. I think that would be your best. That's my advice. So the way you register is go today onto ascendchurch.us, onto the website, onto the giving section where it says give, then we're like you were going to give, and you'll see a category that says prophetic seminar with Prophet Ed Trout. And that's where you pay the $50, and that's where you register. Or you can go after service today and see Mina at the back counter. Amen? Now, before I introduce our special guest today, how many of you know what our purpose is at Ascend Church? Can anyone remember what our purpose is? We are here to help people to know God. We are here to to get to know God better ourselves and to help other people to know God. We're here to help people find freedom. We are here to help people discover their purpose and to make a difference in this world. That is what we are here for. Amen? So I want to thank every one of you that invite people to come to church. I want to thank all of you who invited someone to come today, because we really want to see people's lives change. And my job is to be the shepherd, and your job is to be the sheep. And sheep have sheep, and shepherds take care of sheep. Amen? So invite someone for next week. It's going to be a great, great weekend next weekend with Prophet Ed. I'm really looking forward to it. Amen? Now today, I'm privileged to introduce, yeah, you ready? Introduce my beautiful... I'm privileged to introduce my beautiful wife.
I don't know if I need an introduction.
I hope you can get past her beauty and hear what she has to say. But she is a great, she's such a godly woman, and she seeks the Lord and she prays so much. She hears from God. I'm so grateful for you that I can always count on you. We're such a great team together, and I know the Lord's really put a word on her heart for you this morning. I know you're going to be really blessed this morning with what Pastor Jill's going to say. So give her another big round of applause and welcome.
Good morning. How are you all? Good to see you in church. Thank you, Moises. I can't do what my husband does with just, I have to have my safety net over here. But, you know, just to add to what Pastor Steve said, you know, the Bible says in Ephesians 5 that the Lord has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the church. The Lord has given. And, you know, I think in this day and age, what we see is many Christians want to be, they want to go self-service style. So they are like, well, I'll pick and choose. If I want to listen to this one, if I listen to that one, I want to watch online, I want to do that. And I want to take advice from nobody. It's a dangerous position to be in. The Lord has given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the sake of the church, for the equipping of the church, for the safety of the church. And too often when people don't like what you have to say, then they're like, well, no, I don't want to hear it. You heard that, Pastor Scott? You know, and I just want to encourage you. So when we talk about the prophetic ministry, take everything you can get from it, because it's been given for the equipping of the saints. Amen? Praise God. Are you ready for the word this morning? Well, I appreciate the privilege. I used to preach a lot more often. But when Pastor Steve traveled more, but I'm glad for the opportunity. I love the Word of God. I love the Spirit of God. I love to share the Word. I love God's people. And so today I want us to just pray before we get into the Word. Amen. Father, we thank you for another Sunday. I thank you for this wonderful church that you've made us pastors over. I thank you, Father, for this beautiful building you've given us. I thank you for these dear people that you've brought into community in this church. Father, we've been praying all week for each one of them that you would meet their needs, that you would meet them right where they're at, that you'd cause them to grow and be strong, Father, and overcome every storm and every difficulty in their life. And so, Father, today, as I speak, I ask your Holy Spirit to just open the eyes of our heart, to let our spiritual ears be open, that the Word of God may go in and take root in our heart and bring about a change in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so I've got a message this morning that's called Overcoming Every Storm. Appropriate when there's a storm out there. I arranged it. But I have one passage in particular that I want to read from, and it's Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus was speaking, and he said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, and great was its fall. So the message today is overcoming every storm. And we're going to do everything said around this passage that we've just read. But you know, not long ago, I saw a crack in my wall. And I looked at that crack and I was like, something's got to be done about that. I'm going to call a painter. So I called a painter, and a painter came over and he took off some of that plaster and he put on some new plaster and he smoothed it out and he painted over it, and it was good as new. Well, just a couple of weeks later, the crack appeared again. And so I said, this guy didn't do a good job. So I called him back, and he came and he did the same thing, repeated the process. He sanded it down, he took off the plaster, he painted over it, and it looked great. Trouble is, 45 days later, that crack and a few other cracks appeared. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not calling that guy. I got to call somebody who knows what he's doing. I'm not calling him. So I called somebody else, and he came over, and he stood looking at my wall for a long time. And then he said to him, you don't have a problem with cracks in the wall. And I'm like, are you crazy? Look at my wall and look at my cracks. And he said, no, what I mean is your problem is not with cracks in the wall. You have a shifting foundation. And until you repair the shifting foundation, you're never going to get rid of the cracks in your wall, right? And so, you know, everywhere he said the cracks in your wall are symptoms of a deeper problem. That's where I'm going. Now, everywhere we look today, we see cracks. We see cracks in our relationships. We see cracks in our culture. We see cracks in our country, cracks in marriages. There are cracks everywhere. But, you know, maybe a profitable career right now. If I wasn't in the ministry, we weren't in the ministry, which is never going to happen, but we weren't in the ministry, maybe I'd be a secular psychologist, because then I could charge $300 an hour and just to make sure that by the end of the session I told someone why they needed to come back again, because I'm fixing the cracks in their wall, right? There's a lot of lives that are shattering. There are families that are being torn apart. And there's so much division and so many problems. And you know that there are so many seminars. There's so many programs. There's so many support groups. But the cracks just keep coming back. So the question we must ask today is, what is the foundation that needs to be fixed so that I don't have to keep doing patch-up work in my life? Amen? We're talking about foundations. Now, anybody been to Italy? Anybody been to the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Are you glad you went? You want to go again? Let me save you some time. It's a long way to go. It's a lot of money to spend. When you get there, you're going to find two things. You're going to find a tower that's leaning, and you're going to find people selling replicas of a tower that's leaning. But let me tell you something about that tower. They have, at the moment, they have ropes that are around it, because experts tell us that this tower is leaning a further 1/8 of an inch every year. And you know why it's doing that? It's because it's built on a marshy foundation. There's no way of keeping that building upright until that foundation is taken care of. Amen? And so back to Matthew chapter 7, this story that Jesus tells is a story of two men. And the story comes at the end of the greatest sermon ever preached, which was the Sermon on the Mount, by the greatest preacher that ever lived, who was Jesus.